Welcome. Tonight's program will dive deep into fringe knowledge of lost, hidden, and suppressed truths about the nature of our reality. The decoding process can be uncomfortable and at times frightening. However, you are not alone on this journey of understanding. Welcome to the Shadow Band Podcast.
Check again.
Yeah, we may or may not, cannot confirm nor deny that we have had some audio difficulties here on the old Twitch platform in recent streams. But we're trying it again, dude. I'm actually kind of bummed because we had that conversation with Jeremy from Infinite Rabbit Hole. Shout out to Jeremy from Infinite Rabbit Hole. We had the conversation with him that day, and we were talking about all kinds of stuff that I think we're probably going to talk about again today. So I'm kind of bummed that one.
I'm glitched.
You are a little bit glitched.
But my audio is all right.
Your audio is great. Yeah, your audio is great.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Let me see. Oh, okay. It's still playing. All right.
Yeah. I don't know. Who knows, brother?
As long as the audio is working, that's what's important.
That is what's important, my friend. But, yeah, like I was saying, I was kind of bummed because that episode with Jeremy got kind of scrapped, and we talked about some good stuff.
I know.
One of them, well, actually, before we get into it, we'll just get into it. One of them was the Maui shit, right? So you wanted to talk about that, right? You said that to me earlier.
Yeah, man. It's, there's a lot of conspiracy theory going on. There's some weird things. It's things that I can't explain. And then there's also, you know, Tulsi and BJ Penn were on Rogies today and explained a lot of things that were happening like on the back end. And yeah, man, I don't know. I there's a thing that happens, right? So Joe had asked them, like, what's the deal? Is this a conspiracy? Is this some kind of plot? Is there some kind of hidden agenda here, or is a lot of this like just massive incompetence? And they're like, oh, there's a little bit of the incompetence factor. But I'm like, everybody can't be that stupid. I hear that excuse all the time. Like, oh, there's just massive incompetence, you know, or massive ignorance with like COVID and all this kind of, it's like, not everybody's that stupid.
Yeah. No,
certainly not people that have worked their way up into the upper echelons of our society and in places of power and are doing all these back deal negotiations and have all the legal speak and everything. And then we're expected to believe that they're just dummies when it comes to something bad happening.
I think there's a mix of both, right? I think what it is, honestly, man, I think that a lot of the politicians, right, that you know their names, I think they are as stupid as you think they aren't. Like, for real, I think they are just that stupid, but I think that that's why they get that job. They're just robots. They're good at public speaking. They're good at whatever it is that politicians, you know, that thing that politicians have that just gives them that like political, you know, social, whatever that carries them into like people voting for you. It's a fucking, what do you call that shit in high school? You know, popularity contest. That's all it is.
Yeah.
So, but
they have people skills, but that's about it.
Right. But there are people, I think, behind the shadows, right? Let's get creepy. There's people behind the curtains and shit that they're obviously not stupid. They're pulling some complicated strings to make things happen. But we don't know who they are.
So there's now land grab happening over there where their government, their governor want or mayors want to seize a lot of the land that was burned up. So now the people have no houses and the government wants to take their land as well and move them to the Big Island.
Right.
But the government can't just take your land.
Well, they,
so they're always trying to sweeten the deal with something. They'd be like, oh, no, we're gonna overstep, but don't worry. We're going to bring you to the big island.
It's funny to me because, well, the situation's not funny, obviously. Fire, bad. People die, bad. But what's funny is that we've been talking about this in the conspiracy world for so many years that, hey, man, they're trying to push us out of rural areas. They're trying to push us out of, like, you know, these pristine areas. Just they want us out of nature and they want us in these smart cities, right? And BJ Penn was talking about that on Rogan, like you're talking about, these 15-minute cities, right? That's exactly what they're doing. So, you know, of course, I'm not going to say every natural disaster that happens is because some nefarious shit was going down or whatever. But this is a prime example of either some nefarious shit going down or just the pure incompetence of people that have been elected into power and just their ability to run shit when things hit the fan. Like, it's one or the other. There's no other option. They're either just completely stupid or there was something nefarious going on here.
I don't know. And then you also have the police chief is the same guy who was the head of the Vegas shootings.
I didn't even know that.
Same guy.
Okay, here we go.
He was the you know, emergency response commander.
He's the guy. That's the guy.
That's the guy.
The schlub. The schlub that was MIA, not doing what he should have been doing because he was fucking around at FEMA. That's the guy.
So there's two different people in Maui. There's the emergency response chief who just stepped down, and Andania or something like that.
Okay.
And he was the one who, like, didn't sound off the alarm, and then the mayor didn't show up for like 5 or 6 days or whatever. And then some other guy, I think it was the emergency response guy that was, you know, with FEMA on a different island or whatever. Yeah, that was the guy that was on the different island, I believe. The police chief is the one who's now coordinating things with FEMA, not letting people onto their land. Like, now that everything's done, you're still not allowed to go onto your land. People have, like BJ was saying, there's a guy on there with, he's got like a safe that he wants to get into and get some money so that he can, you know, start doing something, and they won't let him back onto his land. And so these are the people that are not letting people into the ports, not letting the supplies get back in and all that. So that's the John guy who was in the Vegas thing, who also just graduated from the FBI police academy or whatever, with Barr and the other guy that were AG, whatever. So there's a lot of overlap happening because we know that the debacle of the Vegas shooting, right, obviously massive tragedy, largest mass shooting, largest wildfire casualties. Lots of largest with one guy's name under it. Also, we know all the cover-up stuff that happened with the Vegas shooting. How you get military militia amounts of munitions up an elevator 17 times or whatever it was.
Right. I don't think we could talk about that on Twitch.
Oh, okay.
Allegedly.
Well, something bad that happened at a concert.
I'm not sure what the you know, TOS is for Twitch, to be honest with you. I don't think anybody really reads that shit, but
I don't read it. But okay, so something bad happened at a concert, and there were some sketchy things that happened, and the same guy that was the incident commander there is the police chief at the Maui thing.
Got it. So this whole thing, going back a little bit to what I was saying, like, we've been talking about this shit for years and on this podcast for at least a couple years, you know. They want to push you out of these cities. Now, you know, one good way to do that is to burn people out. I mean, they've been doing this in California for a long time, right? If you think that all of those wildfires in California were just like caused naturally or like by accident, if you think all of them were done that way, you're wrong. So there is most definitely direct energy weapons in existence, right?
Definitely in existence.
We can all, I think everybody can agree who has a brain that direct energy weapons exist in our world. Okay. Lasers, microwave technology, you know, all types of frequency and audio manipulation and these types of weapons exist. Space-based, if you believe in space, or exosphere-based, lasers and shit. So could it be one of those things? It could, right? So you see all this propaganda about conspiracy about Maui fires being caused by direct energy weapons, right? Because we talked about this on the episode that got scrubbed with Jeremy. If you look on Google or some shit, right, you just Google on the news tab, Maui fires or something like that, you'll see a bunch of conspiracy theories about direct energy weapons causing the Maui fires. And it's I don't even know how to explain this. It's they're so fucked because we all know what's really going on at this point that they have to just blatantly put it on themselves. It's a conspiracy theory that there's fucking lasers. It's just a fucking conspiracy theory.
With the Biden laptop and the cocaine in the White House, it's Obama,
they oust themselves when they do that shit.
Well, the other thing that is possible that they do is that, so they never let a crisis go to waste, right? They capitalize on every, it's always spin. It's always, so they denied chemtrails for forever. And then the more that people talk about it, the more that it just becomes like a term that can be thrown around pretty regularly. And then all of a sudden they can talk about it and it's not so Alex Jonesy.
No, they just create a new cloud. They classify a new cloud. Yeah. Now chemtrails aren't real in the context of a conspiracy theory, but there's this new type of cloud that we've just created.
Atmospheric aerosol emissions. Yeah. So they can go and put their technical term on it.
Right.
It's the same thing, dude.
Yeah.
But they do the same thing with weather modulation and stuff.
It's right.
People can't steer hurricanes. And then all of a sudden, and they've been saying that for a long time. Then we get into the conspiracy game and it starts becoming cloud seedings now. Oh, it's cloud seeding.
Right. No, it's good for you.
Now it's good for you. But it's they allow it to be in the cycle and the news brings it up and all of a sudden it becomes something people are familiar with. I think they're doing the same thing with aliens.
Yeah. No, that's...
You said that there were aliens. It's you believe in lizards and interdimensional vampires and all this stuff. But then if they start to bring the aliens thing in, even though it's conspiracy, but they start to introduce it, then all of a sudden it becomes something that the public can...
Exactly.
They can speak about freely. So
mark my words. Write this down in your little fucking notebooks, people. You heard it here first. I guarantee you within a matter of, I'll call it 2 years, direct energy weapons are going to be it's going to be good that we have direct energy weapon lasers that can cause wildfires so that we can stop Russia. That's, or some shit, you know what I mean? They're going to flip it around just like the chemtrails. Oh, they don't exist. It's not real. It's a conspiracy theory. All of a sudden, it's good for you. We need to do this to block out the sun for carbon emissions, right? They flip this from it doesn't exist to, it does exist and it's actually a good thing that it exists because we're in control of it for the benefit of you.
Yeah. They let the conspiracy guys expose that it's real so they don't have to say that it's real and try to explain what it's for. They just get to come out later and go, hey, yeah, we use this to shoot down a nuclear base.
After they get busted with a FOIA request.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is the fucked up part, because how much stuff is going on that nobody even knows to put in a FOIA request for? I think your mic went out.
I dropped the screw.
Oh, okay. Don't do that.
That I really need.
It's like holding the whole setup together.
Yeah, it's out on the table, and I just want to make sure it stays there, and I hit it on accident.
That's so funny.
But yeah, man, they do the spin, and everything can kind of just the ball is always moving. You never know where it is. It's a three card Monty kind of whatever, it's things are getting shifted all around all the time. And then by the time you're like, there it is. They're like, oh, gotcha. It's over here.
Yeah.
We're using it to fight Russia. Or we're using it to blast this thing. And you're like, oh, dang, dude, that's what they've been doing this whole time.
Yeah. I'm interested in pictures because I've seen pictures on social media, like everybody else, of like the blue not burning. But like, yeah, is that real? Are those pictures real?
I don't know. I've seen so many videos of people like shooting lasers at blue things at their house and it doesn't burn them.
Well, there's something about programming the light waves, right?
Yeah. And,
you know, you could have a high powered laser that, you know, only targets a specific color. I mean, that's not crazy. That's not even unheard of. That's definitely real technology. So it wouldn't surprise me if it's been militarized and weaponized.
Sure. My thing is, like, I think I said this on the podcast I got scrubbed. Things still burn.
Right.
Regardless of what color it is. It may not have ignited, but it would have still burnt because everything was on fire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things don't not catch on fire from other things on fire because of its color. So if it was like painting things, you know, if there was a direct energy weapon and it was blue oriented and it was lasering everything, and but then it's like the FEMA camp roofs are blue, and like it's just like, well, I don't know. Or no, a bunch of the houses and stuff that are being built and everything are, they're all getting painted blue now. And I don't know. It's like, I don't know how I feel about it. I'm up in the air. I don't believe it at this point because they would have burned.
Right.
And like, definitely people were talking about the car fires and like, well, it's just like heat would have melted the aluminum, blah, blah, blah. People don't understand how hot car fires are. They are hotter than any other fire. I've worked a bunch of them when I was with FHP. Car fires are, because of all the chemicals and the gasoline and the rubber and all that, they burn hotter than if you just lit a house on fire. Car fires are extremely hot. They are extremely hot.
Yeah, it'll like melt the asphalt.
Yeah, it'll permanently like turn the asphalt to glass. Basically, it'll melt everything. So for those look like normal car fires to me when I'm looking at them. I've seen cars get burnt down to nothing, and they're one fast, and they are hot. They are hot. You don't rarely do you see, like, people will run into a burning building and put stuff on and get in there and save somebody. You can't do that with a car fire. If somebody's trapped in the car, they're basically just trapped in the car. You can't get that close to it. Even with the gear on, it's very difficult. Like, it'll light up it's crazy. It's crazy how hot car fires are. So now I saw some cars that weren't on fire. I was like, well, what is that?
Yeah, you know?
It's like some blue cars are just not lit. And it's like, that's strange.
It's just like, I wonder though, like how much of this is real anymore, you know, because we talk about the AI shit all the time and the deep fakes and, you know, everybody talks about it. How long until we don't know what's real anymore? How the hell do we know that it hasn't already been that?
Oh, dude, we're there.
Right? Like,
we're there.
I think this sometimes, like maybe we've already been just bamboozled by AI for the last 10 years.
Videos of Bosnia.
Yeah.
We'd never know.
We would never know. Nobody ever checks these things. And they've been caught doing that shit before where they put like a clip from like Fallout 3 or Fallout 4. I think it was Fallout 3 or something. There's like a clip from Fallout 3. It was like panning, right? And it was like, you know, in Fallout, it's a post-apocalyptic setting, so there's like decrepit buildings and shit's all fucked up, and they were like, there's like a scene in one of the cinematic moments in the fucking game, and there's panning, and I don't remember who it was, like MSNBC or CNN, one of them used that shit in one of their little fucking spiels for something. I don't remember what disaster it was. Somebody will look it up and find it, but legit. And like they got lit up for it, like, yo, what are you doing? You just pull some footage off of freaking Fallout 3 and be like, look how terrible Ukraine was today.
Dude, exactly. But then, so they did that with some stuff with the war in, wasn't Iraq?
Yeah, which war? I don't remember. How sad is that?
Yeah, exactly. Which war? I know. I remember seeing something on TikTok where it was like, you know, this guy found that they took this footage from, you know, the Desert Storm footage and they used it for the war in Iraq sometime or whatever it was. And it's like, that guy could have just made that up, dude.
Or you see this footage, like, especially here in Florida, we see this shit all the time, right? When a hurricane will happen. And you'll see, of course, hurricanes are bad and it fucks everybody up. Nobody likes a hurricane. But you'll see the news footage and the guy will be standing out there, you know, like holding his hat in the wind, like, holy shit, it's so crazy out here. And then in the background, you got like two dudes walking by with like baseball caps on, like nothing's going on. Like it's a little windy, but, you know, or like I saw one.
Sensationalism, dude.
For the hurricane last week, I saw a video that they had two dudes in a little dinghy with like a gas motor, right? And they were like cruising the streets on this little dinghy. And you're like, oh shit, it's like super flooded. And then like it pans and you see this dude just standing in like shin deep water, right?
They were just cruising on the top.
Yeah, shin deep water. And now like I go fishing, right? I have a little canoe that goes in really shallow water. And I kid you not, I could take my boat with another human being on it and shit and go in like 3 inches, 4 inches of water. So like, seeing this dinghy on the street, it's really unnecessary, but it just like it gets you like, oh, look, they needed a boat.
So bad.
Yeah.
I know, man. You can't trust the news, man, because they're just selling entertainment.
Yeah.
That's why, like, I don't know who I'm going to vote for this election, but RFK saying that he's going to work to get Big Pharma out of news, I'm all about it, dude. Get that money out of there, man.
Do I even waste my time?
Get it out of there.
Do I even waste my time? Is my time, honestly, and I mean this, and I'm not just being like myself, right? Is my time better spent on election day or voting day, rather, sitting home playing fucking Minecraft with the boys? Is it better spent doing that than going and putting a vote in for some system that I personally, and this is my personal opinion, don't think actually means shit, right? Like, just saying.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I see, because every...
See, this is the thing. I would say no, but Trump won.
But was that a setup?
Exactly. Dude, that's what I'm saying. Look, I don't know.
Look at what's happened since Trump won. And I'm not saying, like, it's Trump's fault or not. I don't give a shit what you think about Trump.
They took advantage of it, though.
This never let a good crisis go to waste.
They took advantage of it, man. They you know were like, this is our guy. This is our fall guy. This is the guy to make the coups and to get martial order in and to rig the elections and to, you know,
January 6th. Oh, yeah. Insurrections. And
he's our guy.
Yep. So, you know, was that all part of the plan? So... Again, is my time on voting day better spent just sitting home doing nothing? Every 2 years, I see Facebook just get blown up with everybody I know with their little sticker, I voted. And it's just like, that's to me, it's just like a stamp. It's like a gold star when you're in school, you know? It's like, yeah. Oh, you colored inside the lines, Timmy. Here's your gold star.
Virtue signaling, man.
You know,
just being like participation trophies, like save your sticker, bro. Make sure that vote gets into the ballot, dude.
And it's sad. And here's the thing is like, I don't want to feel that way about the country that I live in.
Sorry, kids busted in.
It's all good. I figured, but you know, I don't want to feel that way about the country I live in. I want to be like fully patriotic all the time. And you know what I mean? But it's hard to do that when the people that we quote unquote elect to represent us and what we want as a collective are not doing the things that we want as a collective. It's like, what the fuck is the point?
Yeah, dude. It's like these people don't represent anybody.
No.
Anybody that I know who's a Democrat is like, the heck is going on? And obviously anybody Republican is like, what the heck is going on?
Nobody knows. Nobody knows what's going on anymore. The whole world's going to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah, dude. And now our boy, my boy, Tucker's got a death wish.
Tucker is out here.
He's trying to die, bro. What's going on, dude? He's out here interviewing dudes that blew Obama.
I mean, look,
You know, you saw what happened to the cook. That dude drowned in 2.5 feet of water.
I'm pretty sure that there's probably some fuckery with the Obamas. I mean, I don't know if anybody really remembers. I don't remember what the number was, $150,000 worth of hot dogs or whatever they were ordering for their hot dog party that they're having, I guess. I don't know. But, you know, there's all kinds of other, like, slang that the FBI even came out and said, like, no, this is code for, like, other things.
Yeah. Same with Pizzagate. Where do you think we got most of that from?
Right. But this is, again, you know, they just flip everything. They invert everything. It's part of the black magic inversion, bro. So, like, first we talked about it a second ago. You invert reality and tell everybody it's not reality. And then once they figure it out, you invert it again and say, hey, oh, no, it's good for you. Like, we're doing it. And then you have this other version of the inversion. It's just bullshit, dude.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, there's only a few people out there who you can trust. I feel like I feel like as far as people who are going to ask the questions that no one's asking, Tucker's a good one. He's out there just, you know. But that dude's going to die soon. And then who? He's going to get Alex Jones, bro.
There's not a lot of guys out there that are really doing it that have like a big voice. Now, here's the thing. The algorithms will have
Jones for $1 trillion.
Dude, it's so absurd. And it's like, dude, I don't even know. It's so absurd.
They got Top G in prison with three other people for nothing. No victims.
Yeah.
No victims.
No victims.
No testimonies. Nothing.
The victims say that...
For helping TikTok videos.
The victims say they're not victims.
Dude, for assisting in making viral TikTok videos.
Yeah, dude. No, it's...
It's Orwell, dude.
It's insanity. It's complete inversion of reality. It's... I mean, hey, you want to get biblical, bro? It's the end times, right? It's what people have all known is going to be like the downfall of what we call our society is this inversion of shit. Words don't even have fucking meanings anymore. Definitions are changing. You go look in Webster Dictionary, there's definitions that have changed so that they could fit narratives and then people could use them, you know, in their arguments and their debates.
Yeah, minor attracted persons, dude.
Minor get attracted here, persons. Dude. Are you out
get
of your
out of here, dog.
Mind?
Yeah. Dog.
Bro.
And soon, thieves are going to be just called money attracted persons.
But it won't matter because everyone's going to be in these 15-minute smart cities, completely fucking tracked, living in your little pod, walking everywhere that you go. They're going to know everything that you do and consume at all times. So... You know, they're going to feed you what your vice is. If you're a minor attracted person living in 2050, guess what? You're going to be living in your pod and I'm not even going to say the government, whatever corporate entity is now in control of your fucking mind is going to be feeding you minor attracted persons, stuff. I don't want to say the word on here because I don't want to get in trouble, but you know what I'm saying.
They're going to be able to AI and VR that, dude.
Right. That's what I'm saying. They're going to put you in the metaverse
AI,
with
VR,
your vice.
AR. Yeah. It's going to be.
And, you know, they're trying to normalize shit that shouldn't be normalized so that they could do things like that.
Yeah. No. Gross. Get it out of here, dude.
Yeah. Absolutely. And then, you know.
Then what about. Then there's other countries that are like not with it. And I'm like, dude, don't make me want to live somewhere else. I like America.
Just wait.
Make me move back to Africa.
What happens when other countries don't follow suit with what we're doing? We just send them a little freedom.
We are going to be the ones that are falling in line. BRICS
right.
just added another nation.
I say we. I don't mean the U.S. in particular. You know, I mean like Western.
The globalists.
The globalists, right? The imperial fucking.
It ain't Western.
Exactly. The empire, right? The empire does this shit, you know?
Yeah.
But no, dude, it's, you know, I don't know. But going back to the Maui thing, bro, there is definitely something to this land. Now, I hear that the theories like, oh, like they want to build fucking mansions here, okay? Or they want to build, you know, they want to reserve it for national park or whatever the case is. It doesn't matter. What matters is what they're actually doing. Because on paper, they'll tell you whatever the hell they want. Oh, the carbon tax is good, right? Or like, hey, spraying gold in the atmosphere is good. On paper, they'll tell you whatever they want. But in the reality of the situation, is that's not the case. So they'll say, oh, this is a good reason. We're going to take the land for whatever good reason we give you. But they want that land so that they could shove all those people into a fucking confined space so they can keep control. Period.
Yeah, or, you know, it might not be so involved. It could just be a way to start laundering lots of money with just endless projects. And, you know, I mean, I've
there's seen no money.
Oh, dude, there's $135 billion.
Going to Maui.
Going to Ukraine.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, like, the Maui thing is not about...
It's not going to go to Maui until they own the land.
Well, that's true.
The second that guy signs over that I'm going to take your land, all of a sudden Biden's going to be like, we got to send the money.
Hawaii gets $400 billion for this new... Yeah.
And then people start washing, bro. And then you know, Hunter Biden will be in charge of that. And 10% for the big guy.
I read an article that said he's going to be indicted, but I don't know what that actually means anymore.
Me either, dude, because Trump's indicted and that dude's out doing speeches.
What does that even mean anymore?
Dude, Google it. What does an indictment actually mean nowadays? I thought that meant that you're getting like court-martialed, basically.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I'm a law-abiding citizen for the most part, right? I think like most of us. You know, I might break like very minor laws here and there once in a while. You know what I'm saying?
Kill a couple people, not a big deal.
Not a big deal. But like, you know, I'm a law-abiding citizen. So I'm actually worried about doing dumb shit and going to jail. I don't want to go to jail because that's going to ruin my whole life. Even 30 days of jail would ruin my life because I'd lose my job. You know, like now I'm a scumbag for whatever the fuck I went to jail for. You know what I mean? It's like, but these guys, they could do the craziest shit. They could
cavalier with it, dude.
They could murder a million people in Afghanistan. Or in Iraq, I'm sorry. Or probably both. I don't know. Wherever the fuck they...
It's just only like, a million?
Yeah. Only a million? It's just crazy to me, dude. It's crazy to me.
We got to get Hyphen Gold in here, bro.
We need to get Hyphen Gold in here, man. And that's the other thing, too,
man. Be able to straighten everything out, dude. How do we tell us exactly what the actual constitutional definition of an indictment is?
Let me find this guy.
Whether it's even constitutional or not. You got to get Hyphen Gold on here.
Russell Hyphen J, Colin Gould. Colin Gould, that's what you're going to call him? What's up, Colin Gould?
Colin Gould.
Russell Hyphen J, Gould.
Russell Hyphen J, Gould. What is it?
Colin Gould. Yeah,
Russell Hyphen J, Colin Gould. Yeah, I'll never remember that.
Last flag standing. 2020, Postmaster General of the World. Let's go, dude.
Does he ever go on podcast? Has he been on like?
I found him on a podcast called Veritas, like a few years ago.
Podcast called Veritas, yeah. Or the Project Veritas?
No, not Project Veritas. A podcast called Veritas that's been around for like, I don't even know, 10, 15 years. All conspiracies and
missed
shit.
Opportunity. If we had Project Veritas. We should have started Podcast Veritas.
Yep.
And we just steal our audience. Yeah, because I feel like that's somebody that would be on like InfoWars or Tinfoil Hats or. But he seems to keep a pretty low profile for being the Postmaster General of the world.
Wait a minute. Holy shit.
Is he dead?
USCourts.gov.
He's got a government website?
Bro. This guy might be for real. In 2 October 2012, orders I dismissed case numbers, blah, 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 a bunch of case numbers, because the complaints failed to allege comprehensible facts or state a cognizable claim. Each of these complaints was brought in part by Russell J. Gould, who styled himself as a, quote, federal judge, and each complaint included language attempting to complain a copyright in his name, and that of David Wynn Miller. Okay, so I'll have to read all this.
Oh, those are his charges against the United States.
Yeah, interesting. Hey, man. Okay. Russell-J:Gould, if you're out there listening somehow, some way, I'm here for you, brother.
Yeah, dude. Maybe we can reach out.
I'm about to get him on the pod. I'm still thinking about running for mayor of Titusville. I think I looked it up. This guy's name is...
Dog, don't say where you live, dude.
And people already know I live out here. We've talked about it a million times.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
You know, but they don't know where I live. And come find me.
I live in Maui.
I live in Maui.
You'll never find me.
I'm actually in Ukraine right now, but you know, how you think I got all this money for this fancy setup that I got here?
Yeah, dog.
You know what I'm saying?
Money laundering.
But what was I saying? Something.
You're going to run for governor?
I'm going to run for governor, man. But this guy, the guy that's here now, he's got a cool name. I think his last name's Dread.
Ooh, that's pretty tight.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to beat.
It's going to be pretty hard to beat.
It's going to be hard to beat.
Although you have a Hispanic last name and you're 1% Ethiopian, so you got that intersectionality thing.
And Nigerian.
And Nigerian, dude.
Oh, Diesel. That's his last name. Daniel E. Diesel.
Oh, Diesel. I thought you said Beazle. I'm like, that's a nerd.
Daniel E. Diesel. I'm coming for your job, brother. If you're listening.
Dan Diesel? Bro, Dan Diesel. That's a pretty sick name.
Dan Diesel. It's all about name Double ID, D. But I'm coming for you, dog.
Double D.
Coming for you.
Does he do a good job?
I like Titusville. I don't really know like shit about like the policies here, even though I live here. I probably should. But you know, he looks like a good guy. He looks like an American.
So here's what you do, right? Here's how you get in. You gotta think like a politician. You gotta butter up with him, you know, you gotta buddy up, you gotta become his little protege, and then when you get in office, or you say like, if I get into office, I can guarantee you job, whatever. Or I can guarantee your children whatever job, blah blah blah. This is how people get into. They're on, you know, they work for the FDA, and they leave the FDA and they go work for Pfizer. And it's like, dude, this is inside baseball, man. This is insider trading. That's what you do. You gotta work with these people. Not that he's corrupt.
Diesel won a 4-year term when he was unopposed, bro. Unopposed.
Oh, he ran unopposed? Dog, oppose.
That's what I'm saying.
Just, oppose. And you don't even have to disagree with him.
No.
Just be like, yeah, I agree with a lot of what Diesel says, but just vote for me instead.
That's crazy, bro.
Two Republicans.
Well, I think...
Well, actually, dude, if you go in with, I'm going to expose NASA and the Kennedy Space Center, then
got to be real careful about that though, because people out here really love them some NASA.
Of course,
people love them some NASA out here.
But you also start talking about like, where's the money going? People also love money.
That's true.
So you'd be like, I support NASA, I support the Kennedy Space Center, I support SpaceX and whatever using our thing. But where's the money going?
Right. Where's $60 million a day?
Yeah.
Going.
Where's that going, though? Right. And then, you know, then people start to be like, yeah, I do really support them, but where is it going? And you want to drain the swamp. I don't want to abolish NASA, or, you know, I don't want to get in here. I don't want to run them out, but I want to drain the swamp.
Right.
Dog.
Right.
And then you start doing this.
Right.
And then you're in, dude.
I could win. I think you could win. I think you could win too. You should run of your local district, which I won't name. But you know.
Probably could, dude. There's a black person already there. I could probably get in.
Oh, I forgot you're black, dude. So yeah, you could I don't see color. I don't see color, bro. You know what I mean?
Dude, I forgot I was black until you said it. I was like, I am.
Yeah, bro. So yeah, you're going to win. You're going to win automatically. Just say that you're a woman.
Dude.
Keep the stash and everything.
Keep it in there, dude. Wear real tight pants, dude, and friggin' Big Mike Obama that thing.
Bro, you're winning.
Dude.
You're winning.
You know what? I meant to bring something up before about the direct energy weapons. Did you watch Rogies with Steven or Greg? What's his name? The alien guys?
Jeremy Corbell and George Knapp.
Jeremy Corbell. Yes, sir. Okay, so I think it was on that podcast, they were talking about, they'd said it in passing, detecting things on radar and sending things on radar that you can actually focus it and have that high energy and focus things using radar. Right. And I was like, dog, that's direct energy weapons. Like, he just said it. Right. But they weren't talking about it. They had like mentioned the technology and like some other applications for it or whatever. And I thought it was very interesting that it, like what I was saying before, is they slowly just gets into it just slowly starts being part of the conversation where we start talking about those sorts of things in other contexts. And then it just comes out. And I think they're doing the same thing with aliens, where it's like, it's UAP. They changed the name of it, so now they can talk about it without saying UFO.
Mm-hmm.
Because UFO is instant tinfoil hat. So they changed the name, so now they can talk about it. And they changed the context. They're not contacting us. We're not seeing things. They're not stealing cows. They're not doing, you know, crop circles and stuff. They're not out in the middle of nowhere. They're over the water. They're interacting. Like, they changed the context. They changed the name. Now they can talk about it. And they don't seem like conspiracy theorists.
Yeah. Well, with this particular thing, they didn't even change the fucking name. Dr. Judy Wood was talking about directed energy weapons. Now, I did this when we were talking to Jeremy, too, so I'm going to do it again. I'm on the U.S. Government Accountability Office website. Mm. Okay? GAO.gov. Science and Tech Spotlight. This was May of this year, a couple months ago. Directed Energy Weapons. So Dr. Judy Woods, everybody listening should send her some fucking flowers. I'd be like, you're right. So
you were right.
And if I scroll down, they got like some quick facts and shit. I'm just going to read you the bullet points here. Okay. High energy lasers, millimeter wave weapons.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Millimeter waves.
Wait, what is that from?
5G? 5G? Millimeter wave.
Millimeter wave weapons. It's right here. Government Accountability Office right here. Millimeter wave weapons. High power microwave weapons. Okay. Okay, that's where that list ends, but you get the point. There's a shit ton. I said this at the beginning of the episode. Microwaves, frequencies, lasers, all kinds of shit. This is real. This is totally real.
Millimeter wave weapons?
Yeah.
That's scary, dude. I'm surrounded by them.
Yeah, we all are.
They're everywhere because they have to put them very close together because the wavelength is so short.
Right.
So, dude, that's crazy, dude, that they could just start like, pew, 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 just start hitting you with stuff.
So this is why these quote unquote conspiracy theories exist about things like 5G, right? Because people back, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, maybe even longer than that, were talking about this stuff. They were like, hey, bro, by the way, there's patents rolling around for weaponized millimeter wave technology. And oh, by the way, people, the same people who are lobbying for your politicians to do sketchy shit, and now I'm talking specifically about telecom industry, okay, those people are getting into 5G millimeter wave technology, and they're lobbying for certain things to pass so that they can do certain research and blah, 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 and have certain exemptions. Remember we were all locked down in COVID and nobody could go anywhere, and grandma had to shut down her bakery, and like your job shut you down, and like everybody was fucked because nobody could work because COVID and we were all locked down. Remember that? Guess who wasn't? Verizon.
Us. We started a podcast.
Us, yeah. But Verizon, yeah. They were out there popping up 5G towers night and day, working OT hours, getting that money.
Like they were Starbucks.
Bro.
Like they were dang McDonald's on every corner, dude.
Dude. Well, yeah. Okay, so again, more corporate shenanigans, right, over there. But the telecom industry, they were building up this 5G network during that pandemic while we were all tucked away. And now, like you said, we're all surrounded by these millimeter wave that we don't even know. But, you know, this is where the conspiracies come from. Like, oh, is that what started COVID? Was it this millimeter wave technology being introduced into our fucking bodies and our DNA is freaking out because it doesn't know what to do with it? Is that what that is? That's what those conspiracies came from, right? And then the other ones, go ahead.
Peter McCullough, I think it was Peter McCullough, just a week and a half ago, sat on some TV program with some lady, and they went over the test that just came out of the UK. mRNA vaccines are rewriting your DNA.
There you go.
It is proven. They did it in a lab. They are writing information. Exactly what everybody said is a conspiracy, and it will not do that. That's exactly what it does.
Bro, holy shit.
Are you looking it up?
No, I'm looking at something else. I'm hearing you, but
oh, okay.
Sorry.
No, it's good. But it's like, it's exactly what we were afraid of. It is writing information. They did it into like some liver tissue. It's exactly what we said. We were afraid of the dangers and the unknowns of short millimeter waves.
Mm-hmm.
Now they are saying that they can use it as weapons. Well,
bro,
you know, what are you looking at?
Okay. If it's such a conspiracy theory that 5G had anything to do with COVID, right, if that's so absurd to even consider, then why did the NIH do a study about if 5G millimeter waves had anything to do with COVID? It's on their website. All I did was type 5G COVID into DuckDuckGo, the very first one. SARS-CoV-2, the virus that caused... This is on NIH website, so I don't know if this goes against the TOS on Twitch, but this is truth according to the overlords of truth, okay? SARS-CoV-2, the virus that caused the COVID-19 pandemic, surfaced in Wuhan, China, shortly after the implementation of citywide fifth-generation 5G of wireless communications radiation, WCR, and rapidly spread globally, initially demonstrating a statistical correlation to international communities with recently established 5G networks. Boom, bitch.
We're gonna get banned again.
Are you more worried about getting banned or are you more worried about getting microwaved?
I'm not worried about getting microwaved because if I'm dead, I'm dead. But if I'm starving, I'm starving. Like, they said there was no heavy metals in it either. And then my boy Joe Lindner gets the vax, gets the boosts, goes to the doctor, and he's like, you're going to die. You have metal in your blood. They try to clean it out. The dude dies of cardiac arrest at 31, friggin' 6 months later.
That's crazy, dude.
Dog.
What do you get the medal from?
Shot in the arm.
The old sticky stick.
Went to the doctor and he's like, you have toxic levels of metal, heavy metals in your blood. People were putting magnets up and being like, look, it's turning red. Conspiracy theory,
dude. It's
dog.
What worries me is because, you know, the whole joke, you know, even they were even talking about it on Rogan. We've talked about it before that it's a spoiler alert. It's not a conspiracy theory, right?
Yeah,
it's a spoiler alert. What concerns me is like we're going down the list pretty quick, you know.
Dude, they're getting crazy. The conspiracy theories are getting wild.
You know, we. Like we're going down, like just in the last like 20 years, like we're going down the list of like confirmed. You know what I mean? So it's like, we're going to start getting to some of the weird shit soon. Like, oh fuck.
We
like,
are, dude. Aliens.
Right. Well, yeah, but.
That is the weird one.
Yeah, but like.
That's the number one weird one.
You're right. I can't even know what to say to that. You're right. They're going to be like, it's some fucking interdimensional entities. That's what the UAPs are. We're all being harvested for our souls. And we're going to be like, well.
Okay. Right there, dude. So that's what the dudes on. They were saying that somebody had contacted spoken to these things, and they view us as vessels with souls. Okay. So now we're talking spiritual beings, which is exactly what I've always said our aliens are. They are either actual spirits, angels, fallen angels, whatever you want to call them, or they are like what the Bible called the Nephilim, or other religions and stuff called the Anunnaki or whatever, like these beings that are of a different origin,
right, star,
or melded with us or something,
right,
what other religions called, what they called their gods and all that kind of stuff. The Dagons, the Baphomets, all that kind of stuff. Like, whatever those things are that have carried through all of society for all of written, recorded history, those same figures that have just appeared, you know, who knows what these people are talking to. Then there's the other possibility that the government is making, like, Chimera or something.
I've personally always been very skeptical of Jeremy Corbell.
I've been a little bit. I'm more skeptical of Lazar.
I'm skeptical of all of these guys, and maybe I shouldn't be. So I'm willing to not be, right? But like,
I'm getting less. Let's say that.
Yeah, it depends on the day, I guess. But like, there's days where I'm like, bro, it really seems to me like with the amount of like publicity that, like, Jeremy Corbell gets for this kind of thing, right alongside the timing of like the government acknowledging this shit. Now, I know that he's the one apparently like pushing for the government to acknowledge it. So it makes sense that it would go hand in hand. But it would also make sense that it would go hand in hand if like he's just a fucking plant to give us misinformation.
Yeah, I don't know. I trust him more than I distrust him.
He's the perfect guy. Is what I'm saying. For our generation in this time, in 2023, just looking at him, he's the perfect guy for this shit. He's tatted up.
He's
not
the only one talking about it. I think I think that we have done that.
You think so?
Yeah, I think we listen because he's the guy. He's the cool guy.
Right. You think it's my own bias maybe that's doing that? He's tatted up. He's got the cool hairdo. Like, he just looks like a guy I would hang out with at the metal show or something. Right?
Yeah.
Like,
and if you were hanging out with a guy at a metal show and he was on Joe Rogan, you'd be like, come on, dude, really?
Right.
You'd be a little skeptical of that guy.
True.
Because, you know, he's just a bro.
Right. Yeah.
But like, he's got other people on, you know, and then there's all these military dudes that are coming out.
Yeah.
So I'm getting less. When I first saw him with Lazar, I was like, dude, this is whack. These guys are trying to sell a book. But then a couple years later, we're talking about aliens. There's Tic Tacs. Yeah. There's all this stuff. And it's like, dude, this is what Lazar was talking about.
You could be right. I mean, again, I'm not dead set on my skepticism of the guy, but, you know, it's there.
You got to question everything.
For sure.
You got to question everything. And there's always grifters.
For sure.
There's always grifters who will just like get in with the story.
When you spend like 15 years of your life, like truly believing that they're going to try to pull some Project Bluebeam shit on you, you know, that might sound crazy. Like, I'm sure a fucking therapist will hear this and be like, wow, this guy needs help. But like, you know, when you spend 10 to 15 years of your life, like really thinking like, yo, they're going to try to pull some Project Bluebeam shit and trick us into thinking that aliens are the threat. When you see stuff like this, or Stephen Greer doing the Disclosure Project, when you see that kind of shit, your automatic thought is like, this is part of them fear-mongering, planting seeds, hey, there's secret programs that nobody has fucking oversight over. We really, this is urgent. Like, we have to have Congress, and we have, like, it's, they're already starting the fear campaign for this type of thing. So I'm like,
I believe that wholeheartedly. Like, I believe that 100%. I've been saying it. I've said it on this podcast a million times. I am not the only one who knows and believe, regardless of whether, like, the level that you believe what the Bible says about the end or the rest of it, these people are hedging their bets.
Mm-hmm.
They have it. Too much time. They're too learned. They have all of the resources. It's the first time since the Tower of Babel that the whole entire world can communicate again. The whole entire population of the world can communicate in pretty much universal languages now.
Yeah, especially with translators and shit.
We've gotten back to where God was like, this is a problem. We're back there. And it's turning into a problem again. But these people are hedging their bets. They are trying to get off the planet. They're trying to block out the sun. They're trying to set up asteroid defense. All of those things are counters. They have underground bases and fortresses that are like the size of football stadiums and all kinds. They have all kinds of stuff. All of these things are bulls, seals, all of it. These 15-minute cities and the power grid and everything electric and everything geo. It says the sun's going to get blocked out. There's going to be earthquakes and people are going to have to go underground. The direct energy weapons and all this kind of stuff. There's going to be creatures on the planet that, you know, are not native to the planet. There's just going to be war and famine and all kinds of stuff. You got dudes buying up all the land. You got chemically created meats and stuff, meat glue and all this kind of, all the animals die, you can still just print food basically now. They're hedging their bets.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know they know about it. I don't know if they believe it 100%, but the actions are lining up.
Yeah. They know something's going down.
They know.
Yeah. That's what freaks me out too, man. You know,
they know way more than we do. They have the telescopes looking,
but that
they're going to know Wormwood's on the way before we do.
Right. That freaks me out a little bit, but not as much as it probably should. Like, that freaks me out just enough to, like, prepare just enough, you know, like I'll buy like a 30-day supply of food every once in a while. So, you know what I mean? Like, I'll do little things to try to get ready for some shit. I don't know what it's going to be, but if it's some biblical shit, bro, I mean,
there's no escaping.
What are you going to do? Yeah. There's what are you going to do?
But it's going to be, I think that, yeah, we are gearing up to something weird. I think that they know. And yeah, I don't think that, because like back in the day, it used to be like country against country. But then like the same businesses have been in power for long enough that money's just changing hands now.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's winning anything, especially after World War II.
I think they know that, and that's why they're pushing for digital currency, because it's just totally manipulatable. Like they're at that point, you know, if the world adopts a global digital currency, you know, there's no more nation. Like, how do I say this? There's nothing new that's going to happen. There's not going to be any new borders drawn. There's not going to be new.
You can't hurt anyone else's currency.
Nothing new will happen. There will be like no innovation outside of like what the corporate overlords want you to see as innovation, because there's no money.
You can't do anything.
Right.
You cannot act out anymore. You can't. Oh, you need something for your military, and you're going to go and shut the money off.
Right.
Your troops are arming up. Shut all your troops' money off.
You know,
they can't even buy food now.
This kind of thing, man, it makes you wonder. You know, let's put ourselves in like the shoes of your average North Korean citizen. They're getting fed nothing but propaganda, right? So, and I'm sure not all North Koreans are oblivious to the outside world, but like a good handful of them have no idea that the internet exists. They have no idea that flat screens exist. You know what I'm saying? Like they have no idea that any of the rest of the society is happening outside of North Korea.
Yeah.
But then you look at like actions that like their leaders take or like Iran takes, and I'm not with any of the shit. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying like any of them are good leaders or anything, but when you see like what the empire does, it makes you wonder, like, fuck, man, if I had nukes, I'd probably point them at them too, bro. Like, what are you guys doing? This Empire shit is crazy, bro. You guys cannot be doing this. You can't be putting up bases wherever you want. You can't be dragging leaders of countries through the streets and putting on global television. You can't be trying to do global currencies. You can't be doing like all this kind of shit. And expect and expect Iran not to be like, we'll blow everybody up.
Yeah, especially when what the stuff that we advocate for in this country is progressively more and more anti what their way of life is.
With their culture and their, and again, I'm not saying
whether the culture is right or wrong or anything.
Exactly,
like that. Like,
exactly.
As a Christian, I don't believe that, you know, women are second class citizens.
Right.
You know, I believe everybody's got roles and stuff, but I certainly am not going to be like, you can't drive and you have to be in, you know, head to toe and shalal. But that's what they believe. And we're definitely not like that over in the West. Right. And they don't want that stuff creeping over there. Same in Africa right now, dude. We got UK reporters going down and being like, why are you outlawing homosexuality in your country or whatever? That's like, that's what we want. Go back to England.
Yeah.
What are you doing down here?
Yeah.
You know. On the other side of the planet. What are you doing down? Get out.
Yeah.
What business is it of yours? We voted on it. That's what we want. Head on out of here, dog.
Yeah. The Empire's out
Everybody's
of control.
Everybody's meddling in everything all the time.
The Empire's out of control. The Emperor's out of control. It's insane, dude.
Dude. So before we end, I've been watching this dude, Chris DiStefano. He does these history things on YouTube. I think called Christeries.
I think I'm familiar. Yep.
He did one on Napoleon. Like the real history of Napoleon. Dude, it's Donald Trump. Bro, if you watch it, bro, he's like this guy who comes in during the upheaval, during the unrest, and everybody's like, that's the guy, dude. He's our man. And then he's doing the stuff, and then all of a sudden he's like, he's not the guy. And they exile him, and he's gone for a few years on some island. And then he sneaks his way back in, and everybody's like, oh, he's back. Yeah. And then he becomes the emperor, and he becomes like the big guy that he was. And then there's like a big, you know, obviously his demise or whatever. But it's like he's got the Trump arc where he's like, that's the guy. And then they're like, that's not the guy. And then it comes back.
There's something to that. And maybe it's because we're in a simulation, or maybe it's because this is how the controllers orchestrate history, but these archetypes happen over and over again. So
yeah, they do. And I think human nature is just kind of
right
into that.
So this, you know, again, let's just go back. Like maybe Trump was a plant, right? Maybe it was all part of the plan. Trump was part of the plan, right? And nobody wants to fucking hear that, but like maybe it was a deep psyop. Trump still right now still a psyop, but maybe so was Napoleon. Right. So maybe it's the same archetype and they're just putting it in the new thing. So, and you know, like, and they'll do it again in like 1,000 years. There'll be some other guy and they'll do the same playbook they did with Trump and Napoleon, and whoever the fucking guy was before that. You know what I mean? Like, they just have these archetypes.
Yeah, I think that, like, there's just, you know, it's like in the movies where it's like, you know, during the uncertainty, a leader would rise, you know, those kinds of things. Hmm. I think that just happens.
Yeah.
You know, I think, yeah, I think it just,
well,
it is.
Speaking of movies,
human story that just kind of like things get bad. Some guy comes in and says, I'm going to change everything. Gets in there, doesn't want to give up the power, gets kicked out, comes back. And it's like, well, you thought it was bad before. Just wait.
Right. Well, maybe that's why we're in a simulation, right? Because it is, I don't know. It's very cyclical, right? It's all cyclical. This, the same shit, the same archetypes, like you're saying. So maybe it is simulation. Maybe it's just encoded into the simulation, like have the same kind of shit happen over and over again.
I think we prime ourselves for it because we have media, we have history, we have movies, we have stories, we have all that stuff.
Yeah,
because you look at nations that don't have that, they don't have these cycles.
Even in that though, even in that, there's, I forget the saying, but there's only 12 stories. Right, like there's some saying out there. Somebody can look this up. Like, there's only 12 fucking stories, and all of the movies and all of the shows and all the songs that we've ever fucking consumed and plays. There's only 12 stories. They're just different plots, different characters. you know, different plot twists and things like that. But the general gist of every, there's only 12 of them, right? So,
yeah, man. It's like, you know, the hero's journey, the whatever, damsel in distress, those right. kinds of things.
Exactly.
It's like, yeah, it is. There's only so many ways you can play out a situation realistically, given human nature and human response and stuff. So, yeah, I don't know. I think we're going to see it again coming up here next year. I'm fully believe that we're both parties are just going to be like, this ain't it. Neither one of these guys is it.
Well,
I think we're going to get Trump and we're going to get Biden. And it's just going to be like, this ain't it.
If I had to, you know, again, I'm probably just going to be playing Minecraft like a 12-year-old on voting day, because that's about how worth voting is in my personal opinion. But if I had to go and vote, I'd probably honestly vote for Vivek at this point. Vivek Ramaswamy.
At this point, yeah, I'm either going Vivek or RFK.
Or RFK. Vivek's the only guy that I've heard talking that can at least carry on like a 3-hour, unedited, unscripted conversation and sound like he knows what he's talking about. And he's talking about shit that I agree with. He's like, yo, the whole system is fucked. The military industrial complex is fucked. But he's not talking about it in like an anarchist type of way. He's talking about it in a very like reasonable way.
They both have, I wish they could go together, man. I wish that he would do like a Abraham Lincoln. All of his cabinet were people that disagreed with him. I wish that he would do something like that, because if he got RFK in the cabinet, that would be over.
I don't even think they disagree.
I don't think they do either. I don't see why.
If it could be like Vivek.
If they did a Democrat vice president.
That's what I'm saying. If they did like Vivek RFK, it's over.
It's over. It's all over. All the votes, dude.
It's over.
I would donate to that campaign. I've never donated to a campaign before.
I'll never. Come on, bro. I'm not even gonna get the sticker, bro. You think I'm gonna send him $20? Come on.
I'll send him 20 bills, dude. 20 bills. But dude, but that'd be it, because I don't like all of the corruption inside of the FBI, the CIA, and all that stuff. That is way out of hand. They're talking to Facebook and but then also I really don't like what Big Pharma is doing and all the pollution. I want clean food.
Yeah.
I want to stop feeling like everything I eat is poison.
That'll never happen again. I mean, I think, you know,
I want to get a cut of beef and be like, this is beef.
I think those days are gone, bro. And I think, to be honest with you, man, you know, people are always like, oh, you know, I'm not going to get the Neuralink, things like that. I'm not going to get the chip. We've talked about this before. I think that they're pushing it in a way that you're not going to have a fucking choice, bro. There's GMO mosquitoes. You may have been bitten by one, and it may have already injected you with the mRNA recoding to take out your VMAT6, right? So, like, good luck.
I don't think so. I was crying on the way to work listening to some worship music, so I think I'm good.
Right. Well, maybe not you personally, but just Joe Schmo listening, right? Just keep that in the back of your mind. Like, get a little black pill before we end this.
It's a little scary, dude.
Speaking of mosquito, I got a mosquito bite on my back. It's itching the fuck out of me, dude. It's probably a Bill Gates mosquito. Oh, speaking of Bill Gates, you know, I'm not one for boycotts, and I don't really give a fuck about the Bud Light Dylan Mulvaney thing. You know, really don't give a shit. Didn't like Bud Light before all of that happened because it tastes like piss water. But Bill Gates just bought, like, I don't know, $95 million worth of Bud Light stock or Anheuser stock. So if you really want to stick it to the man, double down on your boycott.
Bill Gates has got a hot, hot place in you know where.
So yeah,
and he's not getting another dime of mine, dude.
For all my boycotters out there, just keep it up.
Buy a new Xbox, dog.
Keep it up. No Bud Light. Bill Gates just tried to bump the stock.
He buys everything, dude. It's you can't put a dent.
Yeah, I know.
You can't do anything to these
and people. To be honest with you, he probably doesn't even know that he put $95 million worth of stock in a Bud Light. It was probably fucking Vanguard who did it on his behalf, you know, or some dent, shit, bro. But that's
hundreds of billions. It doesn't make a dent.
Besides the point. It's a win for me, bro. Fuck Bill Gates. And if he's got more stock, that means I'm buying less of that shit.
Well, dude, last thing before, like, Watch that Christie's on Napoleon, because I don't advocate for violence ever. I don't condone it. I don't think that it's the just thing to do in all situations. But historically, when somebody was out of line, they died. Hmm. That's how Napoleon got into power. The Louis whatever before him and the queen or whatever, and Marie Antoinette, whatever, and they were doing going crazy and stealing from everybody. And they said, nope. And they cut their heads off. And that's it. And then they had like this thing called the Directory, and Napoleon came in and said, nope, not having it. You're out. Pretty sure they died too. Now they're like, you messed up. Listen, leader of whoever the head of Vanguard group is, BlackRock, I can't remember who his name is. You messed up the housing bubble. We're going to give you some more billions to fix it. Hey, Pfizer, you made $7 billion. We're going to sue you for two, and you're going to have a $5 billion surplus.
That's how we go, bro. That's how it goes, man.
All the bad guys get a slap on the wrist, and then you got dudes getting freaking yanked 2 years after the fact for January 6th just for showing up.
Dudes who weren't even there.
Dudes who weren't
getting
even there.
Yoinked getting yanked for 20, 30 years.
Getting their safes cracked into.
Bro. And I'm over here trying to decide if I'm going to spray DEET on my skin or get bitten by a GMO mosquito. Those are my options.
With DEET, bro.
Those are my options. And they're spraying gold in the fucking sky. Good times. It's crazy out there. Good times.
All right, so I want to go start going over some of the like Gulf of Tonkin, Operation Paperclip.
Yeah, should we maybe organize that in time, maybe like a timeline. But let's do that. Okay, this is a good idea because we never have a fucking direction. Which is fine, but it is nice sometimes to have a direction. So let's do that. Maybe we'll do like the 20th century.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. I think that'd be good. Yeah,
starting with whatever the first fucking false flag was.
Yeah,
and just let's do it. Boom. Do like five.
Yeah, I'm out of stuff to watch now. I'm like, I'm going through YouTube and I'm like, dumb. Bro. Obama's gay. Dumb. I'm just like, I can't. I got to find something to like target in on it.
Can I say, so, I'm pretty sure it, I don't know if it's the millimeter waves or the algorithms or both, but something has happened in the last like 6 months where like it's very hard for, at least for me, to like get into something. Like I used to. Like before, I used to, bro, I'd flip through some shit and I'd find some crazy flat earth video and watch it for 3 hours and it'd be like a whole night of that. Like now, like nothing seems like it's like grabbing my attention anymore. I don't know if like my brain is just shot from like dopamine hits from the algorithms.
That's exactly what it is.
Is that what it is?
Dude, I guarantee you if you just did no phone throughout, just you only went on to just research something and there was no scrolling, there was no memes, there was no texting, none of that, that you'd get into a video and just be like lasered in on it.
Yeah, you think I should like put my phone down for a week? I'm not even that on my phone, bro. Like I deleted all my socials
also,
for the most part.
Video games and all that stuff, bro, because you're like, you can get locked in on a game and you're like, and then you're like, as soon as somebody's not holding your attention on a video, you're like, this is off.
Yeah, true. No doubt.
Yeah, dude, I have to do that all the time. I had to do it all the time where I'm just like, no video games, no videos, no phone, no anything. Just take a straight week off of it, 2 weeks off of it. And then sometimes I don't even respond to you for like a week. You'd be like, hey, dude, what's going on? I don't even see it because I got to clean it out. I got to just like hang out, play guitar, do that stuff that's like tactile. Go shoot my bow. And then I can get inundated with the bullcrap again.
Yeah.
Just imagine how dead you're going to be inside in a 15-minute city, dude.
Yeah.
Just strapped in VR.
That's a good point. I'm going to change the background on my phone to a pod person. So every time I open my phone, I'll be like, ugh.
Hairless.
Yeah, just a hairless pod person.
Sad.
No genitals. Just
dude, what's
androgynous.
The ballet's paint's going to be like that, babe. Oh man, phthalate me up, dog.
Oh man, it's gonna be all nuts. All right, out. All right, I'm out of here, bro. Everybody have a good one.
Thanks for watching, everybody. Peace out.
Bye.